The Kimberley is edging close to having 50% of its population vaccinated with at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination, according to this week's Federal Health Department stats. Now, that is lagging behind the rest of the country. Gascoyne residents are at 46%. The Pilbara is at 28%, which is a long way behind all the other places in the state for its vaccination rates. With that statistic in mind, the state's Vaccination Commander, Police Commissioner Chris Dawson, is in Port Hedland this morning, where a week-long Vaxathon has just started to try to address the issue. Verity Gorman was there this morning and spoke to Commissioner Chris Dawson.
Well, look, this has only been open for an hour or so, and I've just taken a briefing, and half the people who've come in have the booking already, but 50% have actually been people literally walking in. So what we want to do over the next week in the Hedland area is improve the vaccination rate, which is presently sitting around 3 out of 10 people, and we've got the capacity, if everyone pulls in together, to vaccinate at least first dose the entire community. We've got the capacity to vaccinate about 7,000 people here. That's what we estimate presently are yet to be vaccinated. So it's really important that we do this before COVID arrives.
3 out of 10, how concerning is that?
Look, it is concerning. It's one of the lowest uptakes in the country. That's one of the reasons why I and the team are here, because we really need to amplify. This is not the time for you to sit back and think, oh, I'll put this off. You can't put this off. We know that the controls that WA have put in place have been very, very effective. We've been able to stop COVID coming in by land, sea and air, but we will not be able to do this forever. You know about the vessel that's just arrived in Fremantle. We're testing all those crew, and the Health Minister will be making further comments about that at midday. But we know that as long as COVID is raging in other places, it will arrive here at some point in time. Your best protection is the vaccination. Look, the tragedy that we've seen, not only in other parts of Australia, but in other parts of the world, is that the unvaccinated people are the ones that get hit hardest, both by way of severe illness and, sadly, people die. So this is real. This is not something you should put off. It does not discriminate against your race, against what money you earn or you don't earn. Where you live, it'll come, and we need you to be vaccinated.
Why are our rates so low here?
Look, I think one of the areas that is a factor is that we live with all the freedoms that we've always expected. We can go to restaurants, hotels, play sport, go to festivals, do what we like, and don't have to wear masks. We don't have to be careful about how far we move away from home or work. We live normally in Western Australia. Our freedom is something which we want to protect, and that, I think, is one of the biggest factors where people have said, well, it's not happening here, so I don't need to get vaccinated. Well, you're wrong. If you think that, you do need to change your mind, and particularly those of your loved ones, your family. You may have been vaccinated, but you need to talk to your loved ones and say, come on, get going now, because it's too late once you've got COVID.
Do you think some regional areas in the Pilbara and Kimberley might stay locked down after the WA border reopens if these low vaccination rates don't improve?
Well, you heard the Premier yesterday make some comment about that. We know that at some point in time, when we reach an appropriate level of double vaccination of the eligible population, and this is from 12 years and up, that you will need to expect that when it is safe enough for WA to have lesser border control and international travel and domestic travel across Australia starts to happen, that you cannot expect that the measures that we've had to put in place previously will not have to be carefully managed. And that may mean that people might have to wear masks if COVID starts to spread amongst the unvaccinated people in our community. You can get COVID when you are vaccinated, but the mortality and the serious illness is dramatically dropped away. People got to understand this. When you get a vaccination, it does not mean that the entire community will never, ever get it. It's like the flu. You know, we've used to living with the flu, and I know that's a comparison that epidemiologists and others say don't make that comparison, but I think to understand it in the public sense, people have got to appreciate that you've got to get the vaccination to give you the best possible protection. And sitting back and waiting is not the answer.
So what options are being looked at for communities in the north that may not be at 80% when the borders reopen?
So we've got special programs that we've been running in conjunction with the Commonwealth. So, for instance, the pharmacists, if there's a pharmacy in town, they've got access to Moderna, which is a mRNA vaccine. We've got Pfizer, that is available, and we've actually got AstraZeneca available. But sadly enough, people are not booking on AstraZeneca. But look, we are getting as much Pfizer and Moderna as we can out into the community. The approach we're taking is one-town approach. We're like in Headland, and next week we'll be in Karratha. We're going to run this for 7 days here. We've got a big program available in the Karratha and that locality. We've run one already in Tom Price and Parabadoo. We've got another one starting in Newman later. That in that way, we're not discriminating against particular groups of people. We're making it available to everyone. I prefer if people book on Roll Up WA, but there's capacity for people to walk in as well. So like this morning, half the people coming in already this morning have simply just walked in and got a jab.
But will there be restrictions for communities to protect them if they're not at high levels of vaccination?
Look, I can see that the restrictions that I signed 18 months ago for remote Aboriginal communities will probably be remaining in place for as long as they're needed. There are particular communities that are vulnerable to disease, and we want to protect them as much as possible, but they do need the vaccine themselves. So we won't be reopening Aboriginal communities that have got special restrictions for access and control there until such time as we're satisfied the community have been vaccinated fully.